This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
After the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show here. Joining me now in the First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, was in the news a lot last week. You got former Buffs calling out Coach Prime. You got Tad Boyle. I thought it was a really passionate post-game press conference after the Texas Tech game. A lot of news surrounding those Colorado Buffaloes, Mr. Mark Johnson.
It is. Never a dull moment in Boulder, Colorado. One way or the other, we're going to make news, and yeah, certainly on a number of different fronts, you saw that happening. So yeah, you know, I've told you before, Brady, I'm an interesting businessman, and so it's certainly always interesting being there, which makes our job fun.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, with Christian Fourier's comments, what did you make of that? You know, I know his son was playing under Coach Prime, and he insists that that has nothing to do with his take on Coach Prime or anything like that. But I think it's fair to say he's not a believer in Mr. Deion Sanders.
No, if you've ever got to talk with Christian, and I certainly have over the years, obviously he was gone by the time I got here. But Christian is a very passionate guy. Since his playing days, he's gotten into broadcasting in the Boston area, being that he was a New England Patriot, of course. And so he's a very opinionated guy. He's got strong feelings on things. And, you know, I think if your knee-jerk reaction, and I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree, that's Christian's deal, his evaluation of things, and that's fine. He's allowed to have that. But just having a knee-jerk reaction, well, it's because of his son. I think that's a little intellectually dishonest, and I don't think that's fair to, you know, what Christian has created, what he's built over his time as a broadcaster over all these years. And so, you know, listen, I mean, you can talk to a myriad of former Buffs, and they're going to have a myriad of opinions on how things are being done, what they think of the process, and what they think of the way things have transpired in the last 3 years. You know, listen, when you're a former athlete and you bled and you sweat, and you cried on those grounds, you're allowed to have an opinion, good, bad, or indifferent. And, Christian Fourier certainly made his own.
Yeah, I mean, he did. And, I mean, it was just kind of fascinating to go through those comments, to listen to him. Obviously, as you said, very passionate about his Buffaloes. And he even said at the end of this thing, like, hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope he does well. And, you know, and I hope I'm the first one he tells off and tells you I told you so. My guess is he probably won't talk to him ever, Mark, probably. But, I was reading Sean Keeler's post in the Denver Post the other day, just about, you know, some former players coming out saying there's really no fence sitters when it comes to Deion. You either love the guy or you can't stand the guy. And I actually disagree with that, Mark, because I believe I'm one of those guys. There are things that I really like that he says. I like how he talks about his faith so much. I like when he does talk about helping young man grow. And I obviously like the entertainment value that he brings to a talk show host every single day. There are things that I don't like, so I think you can kind of ride the fence on Coach Prime.
Well, yes and no, because when you think about Deion Sanders, it's going back to the mid 1980s when he was first coming up at Florida State. He's always been a guy that has polarizing opinions of him, and you know, when you're going to lay yourself out there like Prime does, you're going to get those kinds of reactions. And so I'm never surprised by that. I don't think Deion is surprised by that. If you get him into an honest moment, let him really kind of consider that. He understands that. When you're, and think about anybody within our society that has strong opinions, is a popular figure, is a prominent figure, and in this day and age of social media where you don't have to wait until a 10 p.m. newscast to hear about somebody. You can hear about them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on social media. They become very active there. Anybody in the world that is active on social media, there's going to be strong opinions about. So I'm not surprised by that. You know, and know, I know how fans are. With, if you're somebody that loves Prime, you're immediately going to defend your guy. If you're somebody that doesn't love Prime, you're immediately going to jump on and go, that person's right. And it's based on nothing but your personal feelings instead of something that's actual and real and substantive. And so it's not surprising in any way, shape, or form. It's just kind of part of the deal. But here's the old idea. There's that great old line that says, whether it's positive or negative, if they're talking about you, that's a good thing. And people are always talking about Deion Sanders.
Yeah, 100% right. And I think all this just kind of boils down to how important a season like next year is going to be, Mark, because, you know, that first season, it was, you know, he was playing with house money. It didn't matter. You know, I know they won four games, but really it didn't matter. It was all about, okay, we're getting this guy here. He's going to start flipping the roster. We'll see. And then the next year was very good. And then obviously last year was a rough go for the Buffs. Does it feel like for the first time maybe there's a sense of real pressure on Deion Sanders next season, Mark?
Well, I think when you look at it, you know, this is it's a bottom line business. We all know that. You know, Tad and I were talking about that last night on his show. It's a bottom line business, and especially if you're going to put yourself out there as Coach Prime does, then there's always going to be those kind of external expectations. And so, yeah, I do think, you know, when you come in and you know you talk about I'm bringing my lone luggage and, you know, the Louis and all that kind of stuff, and then you got to improve these to four, then a nine, and he's taking a step back. All of a sudden, that's going to draw criticism. I mean, that's just human nature. And so, you bet. I think the stakes are you know raising or being raised here for 2026, and it's a heck of a schedule. And then on top of it, you know, as we all know in college athletics, when you start changing athletic directors, everyone starts wondering, where is this all going? What direction is it going to go? What's going to happen here? And so it just adds more intrigue, I think, to the storyline going into 2026.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. What did you? Now, you're around Coach Prime a lot, Mark, and you've been around a lot of great sports minds. You just mentioned it with Tad Boyle. You and I are both on that side. I'm a big fan of Tad Boyle, and I've said this a million times. That's his job until he doesn't want it anymore, regardless of what people are saying right now. But in your mind, visiting with Coach Prime and seeing, you know, picking the football brain of his, don't you feel like with Christian Fourier's comments that he's just, when he says, I don't think he's very bright, I don't think he can manage a game, I think there's a lot of flash, but there's no substance. What do you make of that specific string of comments?
Well, I don't, listen, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time around Coach Prime to understand that he's a very bright guy. I think I've probably brought or said to you instances where he has said things that I thought to myself, my goodness, that is really insightful. So, saying that Deion Sanders is not an intelligent man, I will never agree with, because I think he's an exceptionally bright guy. You don't do what he has done beyond the physical aspect of what prime time was back in the day. The business acumen, the way he has marketed himself, the brand development, all the things he does indicate he's a very sharp businessman. He's a very smart guy. When you talk to him about things beyond, you know, have private conversations just about various things in life. He's a very bright guy. So I don't think that is true in any way, shape, or form. Now, if I don't know, since I've not talked to Christian since he's made comments, if he's questioning what, you know, Coach Prime's, you know, football coaching IQ is, maybe that's what he's referring to, or I'm not sure. And then, you know, you can have that. That's a fair conversation with every coach in America. Is he making the right decisions? Is he calling timeouts at the right time? Is the way he's approaching game preparation? That's something that every coach, you know, we see that with Tad Boyle. You see that with Sean Payton. You see that with everybody, right? That's a fair conversation about any coach, because that's what those guys are paid to do. And so, you know, I think that's a fair conversation. I don't know if that's what Christian was referring to or not, but if you're just going to say from an IQ standpoint, that is not a true statement. Deion Sanders is a very bright man.
Yeah, and I do believe he kind of recovered a little bit from that, saying, you know, I was talking specifically about, you know, the football side of it. But even then, obviously some Buffs fans, especially Prime fans, are going to take that as a pretty significant insult. Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And then meanwhile, Tad Boyle, You know, he wasn't holding anything back. He was very frustrated after the 78-44 loss to Texas Tech. I mean, he's bringing back his old Big Sky days and how they used to travel, and he's saying maybe we should start traveling like that. I had no problem with it. I know in this day and age, Mark, it can be, you got to be careful of what you're saying to your athletes or what you're saying in post game. But when you lose like that, man, I don't see how you can be anything other than absolutely frustrated.
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, I did tell Ted after we got into the post game that he can make that change from a travel standpoint for his team, which didn't perform very well. But I did remind him that the play-by-play guy was outstanding in that game, and I fully deserved a flight home on a charter plane. So that was number one. Number two, if we're really getting to the point, and I want you to really, really consider what I'm about to say, because Jerome Tang has gotten kind of dinged for this week as well. Okay. Now, the Jerome Tang thing, there's a lot of politics going on behind the scenes at Kansas State because they're trying to get out of $18 million they owe him, and so they're trying to show cause. But if we're really getting to a point where we've got young men in college athletics who are 18 to 23 years old, let's say, and they're getting paid substantial amounts of money, and you can't start talking about maybe with the lack of effort or the lack of performance that we're seeing from these guys, maybe we should take stuff away from them. If that's crossing a line, we're doomed. We're all doomed, every single one of us. And athletics is doomed. Because I love how in college athletics, we like to walk this line depending upon when it is most comfortable for us, right? Oh, we should pay them. They're adults. They deserve this. On and on and on and on and on until you start to really criticize them or hold them accountable. Then all of a sudden, they're kids again. You can't have it both. You've heard me say this before. You can't be partially pregnant, right? You either are or you're not. And so if we're going to pay them like growing up and we're going to pay them like professionals, they deserve to get, handled and I think criticized like professionals because, you know, pick your professional coach out there, right? Whoever it is, whether it was Bill Belichick back in the day or Mike Shanahan or you know, whomever, you pick those guys, Phil Jackson in the NBA. Those guys would say the same kind of things about their team, and nobody would blink an eye because they're professionals. Well, guess what, gang? College athletes are professional athletes now. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, well said, as usual. You and I usually are, we see eye to eye on this kind of stuff. And, you know, I knew when Tad went off like that, I knew there was going to be a pretty large portion of not just Buffs fans, but basketball fans, whatever, really knocking him. And we've said it a million times, Mark. I mean, if you get rid of Tad, who are you going to go get? Especially now that you're paying Coach Prime what you're paying him.
Well, and I don't even understand what the criticism. I don't, and maybe you're in the business here, and you're going to hear a lot more than that than I am. I don't even understand what the criticism would be on something like that. Your team went out and got throttled by 30 points to the same team that you lost to at home just a few weeks before by what was it, 2 or 4 points. And your team laid an egg, played horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to hold them accountable, and somehow that's being criticized? I guess I don't – my mind's not able to comprehend where that's an issue. He didn't say anything. He didn't call them by name. He didn't call them out individually. He said, we were awful, and we need to be better, and maybe we should take some of the comfort items we have away until we figure out how to play hard and actually live up to our contracts, by the way, which they do have. So – I'm not sure. But, yeah, the criticism of Tad is always fascinating. I am never cease to be amazed by the number of people that will come to me. And if they're honest and you have a real conversation, I lay out the facts of it. Okay, this is a job that every coach in America used to look at and say, that is a career-killing job to be the basketball coach at the University of Colorado. He has got the lowest payroll in the Big 12, hands down, not even close. How low his payroll is compared to everybody else. The facilities, from a basketball standpoint, are far below what most others are. And you lay all these things out, and you say, but he has, by the way, made this a perennial 20-win program over the course of his previous 15 years, but yet you want to criticize him. I said, just explain it to me. Help me understand, right? And once you lay the facts out, most people will stop with the emotional responses and actually have a logical, well-thought-out response, and they kind of go, oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but most fans don't want to do that. They just want to react, and they get mad because my team lost. I want them to win, and so let's fire everybody.
Mark, how long do you think Tad's going to want to keep doing this? Because Tad has talked about it. A lot of the same things you and I talk about, like our concerns about the way college sports is going. I just can't imagine if you're a coach in this industry and you started in one era and now you're at this stage of it. We know he's been frustrated with the way certain things have gone down, the under-the-table dealings that happened throughout college sports, and now all of this. I often ask myself, guys, not just Tad Boyle, but guys like Tad Boyle, how long do you want to keep doing this?
Well, first off, when you say guys like Tad Boyle, look around the country. Jim Boeheim, Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, on and on down the line.
Yeah.
The guys that are getting out of the business who are veteran guys, okay? The guys, you're not seeing guys who are 40 jump out of the business or 45. You're seeing guys who are in their 60s and in their 70s, who are just saying, yeah, it's a different world now, I'm getting out. Tad has got, as he likes to say, he's got enough fuel in the tank. And I'll tell you this, I'm around him all the time this time of year. We talk on a regular basis, almost daily. And the fire from a coaching standpoint is still there. Now, is it frustrating? Is it difficult to navigate this new world? And you're asking an old dog to learn new tricks? That's a frustration for him. And I don't think Tad's the kind of guy. I've never gotten a sense from him that he's the kind of guy that wants to coach until he's 75. You know, Tad is, what, is he 63 or 64 right now? And so I've always looked at it and thought, you know, that 65 to 67 range, my guess is, and he's never specifically told me, my guess is that's probably the range in which he probably, you know, he's got that brand new place over in Boulder Country Club, and he likes to golf, and my guess is you're going to find him there maybe playing. I mean, he and Barnett will play two rounds a day like Gary's already doing, you know. And that's my guess when he probably gets out. I don't see it happening, especially when you look at this team he's got right now and how young it is. And if he can keep them together, and that's the big if in this time we're at in college athletics, if he can keep them getting together for a couple of seasons, I don't see him stepping down in the near future. I think it'll happen, you know, the not-too-distant future, just because I think he's the kind of guy, like I said, that 65 to 67 range, probably where he's going to call it quits.
Yeah, probably so. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my man, always appreciate you. Just bring in the heat, man, like you always do. We come to expect it, and we love it.
It's always good to be on with you, man.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.
All right, man. There's Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, I mean, that's what I – listen, I can sit here and be critical and say, you know, the Buffs don't get out of the first weekend. That when they do go dancing, which, I don't know, is half of his time with CU probably, maybe a little less, they're going. They're going a good chunk, and that's great. But – you just hear Mark say, like, he's understaffed. Like, they don't have the big budget, and they just put a lot of money into football now. So if you want to force Tad Boyle out of there, who are you going to get to turn this thing around and make CU like a dominant force in the Big 12? I think Tad is one of those really great coaches. I just don't know that the state of Colorado for a long time has been known as a basketball state. And yeah, CSU under Nico Medved, they caught, you know, what they go, 3 out of the last 4 years they went dancing. And that's awesome. And that's amazing. And that's when I was saying maybe we're starting to see a change here. CU's kind of going the other way. But I mean, I know they got a new athletic director, but I'd be hard pressed to say we're gonna move on from Tad and try to get better. Because Tad's a great basketball mind. No question about it. 39 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.